News. I'm Paul James. President Clinton, from time to time, is heckled when he speaks. Most of the time, he cannot make out what the hecklers say. That's because he suffers from a high-frequency hearing loss in both ears. Mr. Clinton sometimes has trouble making out what people are saying in crowded rooms, too. The solution? Hearing aids.
This is a high-tech type of hearing aid that does not have to be adjusted. He has symmetrical hearing loss in both ears, and he'll be fitted for hearing aids in both ears.
Dr. James Sun, speaking with reporters after the president's annual physical exam at Bethesda Naval Hospital. Dr. Wayne Staub is with the Phoenix-based American Auditory Society.
I wouldn't call it necessarily normal for someone his age, but it certainly is not uncommon.
They are hardly noticeable, and Mr. Clinton will only wear them when he needs them. Doctors say overall the president is in excellent health. He's lost 20 pounds this past year, and his cholesterol is down to 179 from 191 a year ago. Doctors did remove a cyst on his chest. It took 5 minutes. While it appears benign, it will be tested. It is official. Attorney General Janet Reno has decided to move from an initial 30-day review of Vice President Al Gore's fundraising practices to a more in-depth investigation, which could eventually lead to the appointment of a special prosecutor. The vice president's reaction?
I remain confident that everything I did was legal and correct.
Gore is in Tampa for a state Democratic Party dinner. He served in World War II. He is on trial now for murder. His defense is unique. CBS News correspondent David Dow is covering the trial and joins us live from the courthouse in Long Beach.
Well, Paul, with gripping detail and a few tears, Richard Keach is laying the foundation for his unusual defense, that he shot and killed his son-in-law in an instinct of self-defense born of his brutal treatment as a Japanese prisoner in World War II. He contends he was gripped by post-traumatic stress disorder. Keach told of watching his Marine buddies die of starvation and brutal beatings. He choked back tears as he described the surrender of Corregidor, a strategic Philippine island. It was terrible, he said.
The aircraft carrier USS Nimitz is on its way to the Persian Gulf. It should arrive by the middle of the month. A Pentagon spokesman says the move is related to Iranian air raids on Mujahideen targets inside of Iraq, where the U.S. enforces a no-fly zone. Retired General George Crist is a CBS News consultant. The body of a 50-year-old man from Berwyn, Illinois, identified as a patient of Dr. Jack Kevorkian, has been found in a hotel room in Livonia, Michigan. On Wall Street, the Dow closed up 11 points at 8,038.58, volume roughly 619 million shares. For the week, the Dow was up 116 points. This is CBS News.
Saturday, NASDAQ College Football on CBS rolls out regional action. In the SEC, the Rebs of Ole Miss look to put the brakes on Heisman hopefuls Peyton Manning and the Tennessee Volunteers. Or it's a Big East ACC clash when Matt Hasselbeck leads the Boston College Eagles into battle against the rambling wreck of Georgia Tech. It all starts with Jim Nance, Lou Holtz, and Craig James on College Football Today. Check local listings Saturday beginning at 3 p.m. Eastern on CBS Sports.
In spite of sanctions against shipping American-made goods to Libya, today's New York Times reports that the Gaddafi government has gone right on importing such things as well drilling equipment and machines, even a portable diesel fuel refinery that were made in the USA. And American officials don't seem to be able to do much to stop the traffic. How do the Libyans get their hands on these things? Pick up the New York Times and call 1-800-NY-TIMES to ask about home delivery. Expect.
Attention, bank shoppers. They've arrived, and they're taking over the store. Due to a recent insurance claim from Los Angeles, Banks has recovered $900,000 in collectibles at 40% off. Starting October 3rd, save on collectibles from Department 56, Inesco, Disney, Yadro, Swarovski, Armani, and much more. Bring your friends, mothers, and neighbors. Run, don't walk, because any collector knows that sales like this never happen before the holidays. Banks, a most unusual shopping experience. Across the river from downtown in Northeast Minneapolis.
WCCO Radio News, good afternoon. I'm Jeff McKinney. The time is 5:04. Cloudy skies, 87 degrees after topping out at 90 degrees today. Mike Lynch is standing by, and he'll have the full five-day forecast coming up for us right after the news. The Minnesota Twins are saying this afternoon that the team has signed a letter of intent for the sale of the ball club to a North Carolina businessman. Two state lawmakers are expected to hold a news conference along those lines in about 15 minutes at the state capitol, and it's from the state capitol that Eric Escala provides this live report. Eric?
Yeah, Jeff, the publicizing of this thing's been a little strange today. North Carolina businessman Don Beaver came and went without saying a word to Minnesotans about this deal to purchase the team. And the announcement will be made not by Beaver or by Twins owner Carl Pohlad, but by the co-chairs of the Legislative Stadium Task Force, Keith Langseth and Lauren Jennings. And they apparently went to downtown Minneapolis themselves to pick up a copy of the agreement. And as you mentioned, they will talk to reporters now, we hope, about 5:20. We expect to hear that Don Beaver will buy the team with the deal to be canceled if the legislature pays for a new ballpark. Governor Carlson acknowledged today that this is part of an orchestrated attempt to turn up the heat on state lawmakers to vote for a new stadium. A member of the stadium task force, Buffalo Republican Senator Mark Arata, says there now is more heat, but he says he's not sure Minnesotans are convinced.
But as far as the voters out there, I don't think that it's going to make a difference to them, and that it probably just, to them, looks more like hardball and more threats by sports teams.
The Twins will have their say at a news conference tomorrow. Then Governor Carlson and legislative leaders go to Milwaukee Monday to hear from Baseball Commissioner Bud Selig whether Major League Baseball will let the Twins move. The special session is the week of October 20th. Live at the Capitol, Eric Escala, WCCO Radio News.
And so how are fans and others around Minneapolis reacting? That's what we asked reporter Tim Ryan to assess.
Tell you what, Jeff, not too hard to find an opinion on this one. I joined other news people camped out at Carl Pohlad's downtown corporate offices not long ago. In fact, was escorted off of the 38th floor of the Bosworth building on 6th Street. And that is where I asked passersby to comment on this reported sale.
Just think that, you know, they'll figure out a way to get the deal done to keep them here.
Sorry to see them go.
You really think they'll go?
Yeah, because I don't think people want to pay for it in this stadium.
I think that they need to go there if they want to. I mean, the Twins, while they were here, they won championship games in the Dome. And now all of a sudden they can't do that anymore. I think it's better off to go.
I suppose he has to do what he has to do, and if he figures he can make more money outside the Twin Cities area, then fine.
I hate to see baseball go because I work for the Brooklyn Dodgers, and I know Carl personally, and I don't blame Carl because he's a businessman.
And that is it. Some people say this is probably the end of the Twins. Others say it's just a negotiating ploy, a big hammer held over the collective heads of lawmakers. And others say that they're willing to help Pohlad and his team pack up and move to Carolina or anywhere else. So, Jeff, quite a mixed reaction this afternoon. Reporting live, Tim Ryan, WCCO Radio News.
A pregnant woman has died in a car crash after her car was struck by a semi-truck driven by a woman with a revoked license. Brooklyn Park police say the accident happened last night at the intersection of County Road 30 and Zane Avenue. Police Captain Greg Rail says the truck driver could face charges of criminal vehicular homicide.
What we'll be doing is investigating the accident through the reconstruction that's being done by the State Patrol and witness statements. And when the investigation is completed, we'll be presenting it to the Hennepin County Attorney's Office, who will determine the appropriate charges.
The name of the victim has not been released. Rail says she was at midterm in her pregnancy. The first person to escape from the new Carver County Jail turned himself in after an extensive search today. Reporter Bruce Hogovic was in Chaska for details.
At about 4:10 this morning, Clarence Robinson was taken into custody by the Carver County Sheriff's Office without incident. He was apprehended in the rural area of the city of Chanhassen.
And that's the Carver County Sheriff, Al Wallen. Clarence Robinson had been on the lam since about 10 o'clock on Wednesday night when he managed to escape the 2.5-year-old jail because of a technical failure. He was the object of an extensive search by land and from the air, plus blanket media coverage. Authorities speculate that's why he remained in the area. When he called from Chanhassen to turn himself in early today, he seemed to be well aware of the search and the coverage, according to the sheriff. The escape drew attention because Robinson has been convicted of burglary and is a suspect in a rape case. Bruce Hogovic, WCCO Radio News.
And I'm Jeff McKinney, WCCO Radio News. The time is 5:09. Traffic and weather on the way.
So the last time you're looking for a thermometer to take somebody's temperature, you try to find in the drawers that old, thin, skinny one, you know, with the silver metal tip. Well, get rid of it, because you need the new one from Target. This week at Target, the Braun ThermoScan Easy Instant Ear Thermometer is on sale. It takes about, 1 second
And you know what the temperature is. It's fast, it's easy, it's accurate, and boy, is it convenient. Dave Lee here for Target, the greatest store in the world, and that's an example of why. Matter of fact, you know where I first saw that? When I was shopping around for a new thermometer at Target. And this week, it's on sale. But you'll also find Elegance cotton towels on sale. And take a look. Maybe it's time you upgraded those towels in your house. Storage totes and boxes and drawers. Hamilton Beach 5-speed mixers. Proctor Sadek's 3-quart crockery cookers. The 12-cup coffee makers. The Bell South cordless phone answer machine. Just an example of some of the things on sale this week at the best store in the world. That's Target, where you can expect more, but pay less.
Wow, I just love these art gallery openings. You know, the paintings, the people, the little hors d'oeuvres are good, too.
Jerry, I think it's time you got glasses.
Why?
Well, because those art hors d'oeuvres, they're souvenir paintbrushes.
Yeah, well, they need salt, okay?
Right. What you really need is Nikon no-line frivolous progressive lenses for your new glasses.
Really?
They'll help you see better up close and far away, more comfortably than you ever thought possible.
Now, this painting I really like. Mm-hmm. The form, the colors, you see that?
Sure. Jer,
mm-hmm.
That's the exit sign.
Okay.
You know, with Nikon frivolous progressive lenses, you'd be able to read that perfectly because they give you greater reading area and easier focusing.
But me in glasses, I mean, I do have my image to consider, you know?
Of course you do. That's the beauty of Nikon privileged progressive lenses. There are no lines. You'd look a good 10 years younger in them, too.
Oh, you think so, huh?
Oh, sure. Well, you know that, and if you wore maybe a suit from this century.
Sure.
Just a thought.
Ask your eye care professional about Nikon no-line privileged progressive lenses. Nikon, because good vision looks good on you.
CCO News Time is 5:11 out to the freeways now. Here's Dean Spratt.
And some problems being reported on the system. 494 northbound at Highway 7, an accident. They're working to get that cleared. At last report, one working on the in the area of Highway 107 as well. 35W south at 46th Street, in the process of getting a crash cleared there. In St. Paul, it's slow, 35E, and there is a crash there in the area of Kellogg. It's northbound. State Patrol is with it. Heavy traffic, though, as you work your way up from downtown toward Highway 36. That's CCO traffic.
Health Partners presents the Better Health Restaurant Challenge and Bob, the busboy.
Dear boss, yesterday, when a patron caught me staring at her low-fat lasagna, I knew I was in trouble. Offering great-tasting low-fat entrees and desserts during the Better Health Restaurant Challenge is great for our customers, but it's rough on me. Whoever thought low-fat fajitas, cheesecake, and lasagna could taste so great? Anyway, please accept my resignation before I start leaning over customers saying, "Hi, I'm Bob, your busboy. Are you going to finish that?"
Low-fat food can taste great. Just ask Bob or judge for yourself by calling 612-88-ENJOY or 1-800-311-1052 for a list of the 270 participating restaurant locations. During October, try these delicious low-fat menu items, then vote for your favorites. You could win valuable prizes. The Better Health Restaurant Challenge. There's a reason we're called Health Partners.
The Italian Cafe is serving fiery shrimp served with rigatoni. Take the Health Partners Better Health Restaurant Challenge.
And just ahead of the final hour of the final can and mess, Mike Lunch here in the CCO Weather Center. The weather brought to you this hour by Health Partners. Well, we've cooled off. We're at 86 degrees. Earlier today, we had 90 for a high here in the Twin Cities, and that's 1 degree shy of the all-time high temperature for the entire month of October. A cooling trend is on the way. Cool front is moving in. On radar now, we can see a few showers up around central Minnesota, the Lake Mille Lacs area. There may be a few showers here in the Twin Cities after 6, 7 o'clock. But most of it should be to the north of us. We'll see cooler conditions tonight, less humid, down to 50, and then tomorrow and Sunday all across CCO land, clear to partly cloudy and cooler, highs in the 60s up north, 70s in the south, 72 tomorrow and Sunday here in the Twin Cities. Right now in the metro, southwest winds at 12, it's clouding up, it's 86 degrees on Cannon.
It's time to start your fall decorating in all four walls. The Wallpaper and Border Superstore in St. Paul has over 4,000 patterns in stock ready to go. All four walls. Just dial Wallpaper.
Heavy metal. Heavy metal dirge. Funereal procession for the Cannon Mess, the last radio show. With me is Jimmy Erickson, and he's working the board for the last time on a can and miss.
Jimmy looks happy, sitting there smiling, clapping. He's so happy, he won't have to put up with you no more.
They had a party for me here yesterday. Management put on, it was really nice. They catered in some Italian food, and we had a nice gathering.
So then they asked people to say a few things. So they asked Jimmy. He says, I've seen the worst of them. I've seen the best of them. I can't decide which is best. How about that, Mark? That shows you, you know, you give this kid a break, you put him on a show. He could have been working from midnight until 6 in the morning, and he turns against you in front of the management and all your friends.
It's true.
So it is. So I said something to Jimmy later. I said, Jimmy, I thought we were buddies. I thought that you loved working the can and miss.
He said, what did he say again?
He said, you're yesterday's news, Steve-O. You're also 20 years ago. Thanks a lot, Jim.
Hi, folks. Thanks for listening to the exciting Quality Lincoln Mercury News directly from the owner, Phil McLaughlin. Quality used car buyers, led personally by me, perform rigorous inspections on program cars before we buy them. Over half the cars we inspect are rejected due to previous body damage. We let the other dealers buy the damaged vehicles, and we only buy the cream of the crop. My buyers and I have been flying all over the country to find the absolute best buys possible for you, our customers. And today, Quality sales lots are filled with these outstanding program vehicles at prices you can afford. Strap on your seatbelt and listen to these bargains. 1995 Contours and Mystiques, super low miles, 25 in stock, starting at $79.88. That's right, 95 Contours from $79.88. 1997 Sables. All power, low miles, choose from 30 at $12,988. You heard right, 97 Sables from $12,988. Folks, come to the Ford Program Car Headquarters at Quality Lincoln Mercury, 494 at Lindale in Bloomington. And as always, thanks for listening.
Oh, you're welcome. And that, on the Canon Top 10 commercial list, is number one this week. Number one, Ma. Oh, he's wonderful. I like horses, and thanks for listening. It's great. Sells a lot of cars, I'll tell you that. And we got to do a lot of work here this hour, honey. Yes, I know. Well, it's the final hour of the can and miss. I, myself, and my boyfriend, the Bulgarian, we're going to celebrate.
Where are you guys going?
We're going down to the urban wildlife first. Bulgarian gets a little unhappy. Some of those young yuppies, you know, that still think I've got the good wheels, that come... They start hitting on me, and the Bulgarian then takes off his sport coat and shows those bulging muscles, and those little yippies, they just kind of fade away into the smoke.
You like it, though?
I love it. Gets the Bulgarian all hot and bothered.
Okay, so have one on me tonight.
You mean you're buying?
Please. The Bulgarian's got plenty of money.
One of the reasons I like him, honey.
Let's do this. Can and miss, CCO.
The following is a paid political announcement.
Hi, this is Barbara Carlson. I'm running for mayor of Minneapolis. You probably remember me as a fascinating radio personality, but I bet you've forgotten that I served for 8 years on the Minneapolis City Council, 6 as minority leader. I was known as a tough fiscal watchdog, vigilant on property tax issues, and I was always accessible to the residents of the 7th Ward. I'm running for mayor of Minneapolis because I believe there is a lack of leadership in City Hall. I like Sharon Sells Belton, and I voted for her 4 years ago. But like many of you, I've been very disappointed in her leadership. People have moved out of Minneapolis because of crime in schools. The Sales Belton record, crime up 9%, schools 42% not graduating. She has simply failed. But I want to tell you something. To tackle the tough issues of crime, schools, potholes, and providing leadership on the stadium, we do not need quiet, invisible leadership. It's not about being nice. It's all about leadership. I'm Barbara Carlson. And the Carlson for Mayor Committee has paid for this ad. Thank you.
All right, it is 18 past 5, can and miss. 86 degrees, we're 86 in a can and miss at the end of the show. Let's go out on location. Here's Moose Miller.
Thank you, Steve-O. How does $10,000 worth of Thomasville furniture sound to you, huh? Does that sound good? Just walk in here and sign up for it. We're broadcasting this afternoon live from the grand opening celebration of Thomasville Home Furnishings by Schneiderman's, and you should stop in here. Maybe tonight, maybe sometime this weekend, or at any of the Schneiderman's locations, some of the Thomasville galleries out in Minnetonka, Roseville, Lakeville, and Woodbury. If you're shopping for living room furniture, dining room furniture, bedroom furniture, they've got it for you. And when I mention Thomasville, a couple words should come to mind. Quality, selection. You're not going to find anything better than Thomasville. And our friends here at Thomasville Home Furnishings by Schneiderman's, love to see you pop in here. Matter of fact, we'll draw the winner of that $10,000 worth of furniture or a 7-night Delta Queen cruise on the Mississippi coming up October 19th at 1 p.m. from this location at 494 and 100 on the south side of 494, just off the frontage road. It's Moose Miller for Thomasville Home Furnishings by Schneiderman.
Oh, I enjoyed working with you. I Jim Rothbard from Sawhorse. I thought about 15 weeks ago that I'd get you at the top of your game, and I talked to Mr. Moriarty, our rep, and I says, that's what I wanted to do, and it looks like I did. And I told him I wanted to get you before you retired and hung it up. And he says, you don't know about that. But looks like 15 weeks to the day, I get the message there that Steve-O at his best is turning it out. So I sure want to be happy to have you still be around. I'm glad you're in good health, and I enjoyed you for the last 26 years. Never missed you. So that's why I went with you. And you've done a great job, and lots of luck.
Yeah, well, thank you very much. Sawhorse, they do a beautiful job if you need remodeling. It is 5:20 on a Cannon Mess right here at WCCO, 86 degrees. And help the Woodbury United Methodist Church raise money for missions around the world. Join them for their 72nd annual turkey dinner Thursday, October 9th. Call the turkey hotline at 738-4959 for ducats. And so, it's Friday, the best day of the week, and what seems like a sad day for some folks, but we're looking forward to it with alacrity. So let's check out Cannon's calendar one final time. Leading off the weekend calendar is the annual Home and Fall Garden Show. Over 250 exhibitors hawking their wares at this weekend's event. October is Home Improvement Month, you know. And tonight, a big booyah at Hurley's Hanging Gardens, that famous key club up northeast. You don't need a key to get in, you need a key to get out. And Pert Lapwing, the noted Corrine, will do her famous Dance of the Veils nude tonight, so don't miss it. Also, for the family over the weekend, it's the Fall Colors Bike Tour along the St. Croix River. A big antique show is on tap at the State Fairgrounds. And the new exciting documentary titled Whales, that opens at the Science Museum of Minnesota. Speaking about film, on the silver screen this weekend, it's Thumbs Up for the Matchmaker on a Cannon calendar with Janine Garofalo. Kiss the Girls with Morgan Freeman is your basic serial killer movie, while Oliver Stone's U-Turn is never dull. And on the music scene, it's local legends, the Jayhawks, tonight at First Avenue. Longtime rockers, Austin Healey, tonight at Brubaker's. That's in St. Paul. And Gordon Lightfoot sings about the wreck of the Edmund Fitzcannon Mess over the weekend at the State Theater in Minneapolis. Trotting the boards, it's How to Talk Minnesotan at the Plymouth Playhouse on Highway 55. And the magic of laughter at the Southern Theater in Minneapolis. And a big fundraiser is on tap for local comic legend Scott Hansen. The benefit features an all-star lineup as funds are raised for the funny man Hansen. The show is Sunday night at Treasure Island Casino in Red Wing. Listen, gang, have a good weekend. And for the last time, I urge you, do not weaken. That's Cannon's calendar for a final time. Written by Jimmy Erickson. All right, let's do a traffic report. Let's get the inimitable Dean Spratt in here. Dino.
Well, the update's brought to you by Channel 5, and we have got still a lot of heavy traffic. 35W northbound at 42nd Street, now a stall. That is kind of in a bad spot. 494 northbound at Highway 7, that accident still there on the right shoulder in St. Paul. North 35E at Kellogg, the accident in the final clearing stage is now another one in the right lane northbound at Maryland, and the State Patrol is in that immediate area now. Heavy traffic still for the crosstown right at 494. It sounds like we got a problem there. I'm not sure if it's going to be a stall or an accident, but it's causing problems. 5 at Mitchell Road in Eden Prairie had an accident. They've exchanged info and cleared now. What better way to kick off the weekend than ABC's TGIF with Sabrina the Teenage Witch, followed by the season premiere of Boy Meets World, then You Wish and Teen Angel, tonight at 7 on Channel 5. That's CCO Traffic.
Well, lunch.
Yes, sir.
You're still under contract to me through the weekend, and the storm windows have got to go up. My brother Donald's here. And
oh, good.
How you doing, Mike?
And I said, Donald, he said, I can do the storm windows, but I need help. So, Mike, it's you too. This weekend sometime, find some time. A lot of windows, 117 windows in the mansion.
Oh, I can't wait to get started. What do you say, Donald, about 5:30 in the morning we get up and do it?
Soon as we see the light of day.
So we'll be out there hanging up windows, and Cannon will be counting money somewhere. Steve That's will right. be counting money.
Okay, do the weather.
All right, 86 degrees right now. 238 days left of the possible snow season, Steve-O. I had to say that to you one last time on the air. And we look like we're going to be much cooler this weekend. Right now we have currently 86 degrees. We've been as high as 90. We may have a few showers after 6, 7 o'clock tonight, but most of that will be north of us. Tonight's low with clear skies down to 50 degrees. And then tomorrow and Sunday, sunny to partly sunny, highs around 72 degrees. Right now, Albert Lee, partly cloudy and 91 degrees.
Mm-hmm.
In front of K-Bum Radio in beautiful downtown Baudette, cloudy skies and currently 73. Carp, Minnesota, cloudy and 72. In the Twin Cities now, southwest winds at 12. It's clouding up, 86 degrees. Steve-O.
The Moribund Mess over WCCO 525, 86 degrees.
Oh, boy, am I famished. Well, let's see what's on the menu tonight.
Introducing Bandit, the new $1 instant game from the Minnesota State Lottery.
A banana peel, yum.
It's all about raccoons doing what they do best.
I think I'll have the blue plate special. Hey, here's the blue plate.
To win, just scratch 3 like amounts or 2 like amounts and the hidden acorn. Top prize is $5,000.
Well, would you look at this? Someone threw away a perfectly good eggshell.
So play Bandit, the new $1 instant game at your nearest lottery retailer.
A Rolex watch.
After all, one man's trash is a raccoon's treasure. Must be 18 years of age or older to play.
Charlie Boone is next. Let's welcome him on the Cannon Mess.
Of law.
Can you go to jail for trying to help someone improve their financial condition by a little computer hacking? Well, the court punched a few keys in the case of the con man's credit. Charlie Boone with today's Point of Law on WCCO. Lyle Joseph, very bright young man, could do things with computers that the makers had never dreamed of. He tested his skills by breaking into the data bank of a major credit reporting agency, and then it occurred to him that a lot of people would like to upgrade their poor records. Lyle knew a bartender was having credit problems, so he stopped in for a beer and said, "Michael, I've got a way to clean up your record so you can get that loan you want. It'll take some money for expenses, you know, like $1,000, but it'll give you a fresh start. Are you interested?" Michael said, "Yeah, sure. Stop by tomorrow night. I'll have the money for you." Next evening, Lyle told his customer, "First thing you do is fill out the credit application. Say your name is Miles Dempster instead of Michael Dempster. Then tell the motor vehicle department you lost your driver's license and want a replacement with your correct name of Miles Dempster." Michael said, "Then I can apply for a credit card, maybe?" "Sure, because I'll open a new file for you in the credit office under the name of Miles Dempster, and you can use it for any credit purpose you want." Michael paid over the $1,000, but the more he thought, the less he liked the idea. So he told the district attorney about it, and the D.A. promptly had Lyle arrested, charged with grand theft. In court, the D.A. said, "This was grand theft based on fraud. Lyle persuaded Michael to pay him for committing a totally illegal act. The act was to break into the credit company's data bank, file a false report. He must be convicted." Lyle's attorney replied,
"The fact is, for there to be fraud, the supposed victim must have relied on misrepresentation." Now, here Lyle never said the project was illegal. Michael never asked. He merely said he would help Michael clear up his credit. That was what Michael wanted, what he paid for. There was no misrepresentation, therefore no crime committed.
Is Lyle guilty of the credit con as charged? We'll find out right after this.
Are you looking to do some home improvements? Now, I know with some of the weather we've had this summer, a lot of you are. Well, I've got a solution to some of those financial problems. Hometown Mortgage. Yes, Hometown Mortgage. Hometown Mortgage's Home Equity Division can help you with a second mortgage to complete those much-needed projects. Let Hometown Mortgage help. They'll even come to your home, your office, wherever you're going to be. Now, let's say you're thinking, "Dave, I really don't need any home improvements, but I've got a lot of credit card bills." Let Hometown Mortgage help you lower your monthly payments while taking a tax advantage. Yes, it's true. Actually, put money back in your pocket. Hometown Mortgage offers no-cost and reduced-cost refinance programs to minimize your out-of-pocket expense and maximize your savings. We could all use a break from time to time. Let Hometown Mortgage give you a break. Call and talk to a professional with experience. Call Hometown Mortgage today, 368-7257, or visit one of their many offices located in Edina, Chaska, Maple Grove, or Lakeville. Call them at 368-7257. Set up an appointment today.
Steve. This is David Welliver. Thanks for all the contributions you've had to life in the Twin Cities and the many days that I've spent in my car getting my business going and visiting other businesses that are starting. I always tuned into you from 3 o'clock to 6. As a money manager, it's satisfying to see successful people like you enjoying the fruits of your labor. Thanks for endorsing Welliver Rothschild in the past and over the next few months as you remain at WCCO. I hope you can find a few minutes from time to time to call in from your exotic retirement locations and say a few kind words about Welliver Rothschild. Thanks again, and thanks for everything that you've done.
Okay, that's David Welliver, and now let's find out the conclusion to tonight's point of law.
Can you go to jail for trying to help someone improve their financial condition by a little computer hacking? Absolutely, said a California court. Here, Lyle misrepresented by implication. He didn't actually say the project was legal, but it sounded legal to Michael, since those who make agreements are presumed to intend lawful fulfillment of their promises. He is therefore guilty of fraud. In this California case, it's a point of law on WCCO. WCCO.